If Christ is a firm foundation, why is it that our trust in Him can be so feeble? Is our inability to instantly see God's promises in the natural a determining factor on how much we truly trust Him? These are questions that I ask myself as I become a little frustrated and confused about some things. I often talk about how God shows me things in the spirit realm, and I find myself preparing for the very things He shows me or I constantly sense from Him in my spirit. Yet, it seems that there's this blockage in the natural, and I find myself feeling confused or disappointed with thoughts that these things just may not happen. Another question that I often ask myself when I feel the desire for God's promises to become overwhelming, I ask myself, am I making this desire an idol? Last night, I kept hearing that it was a trick that the enemy wanted to use in order for me to doubt God. Lately, I've been finding myself in such unfamiliar yet familiar territory spiritually. You know, like it's a new level. I'm learning to become accustomed to everything that comes with following and obeying Christ in this particular season of my life. It's uncomfortable and uncertain at times, but the truth that I have to stand firm on is that God's promises have to and will come to pass for my life. If God said it, then it has to happen. As the year continues to progress, I believe that my lesson for this year is to stand firm on God's truth and to hold on to His truth and promises for my life. Things in the natural can have a skewed and jaded view, but knowing that God is the author and finisher of every season that we experience, we can have peace knowing that no matter how unpromising it looks, that's not how our story will end. Today, I want to encourage you and myself. Don't get so focused on what's happening in the natural because it's not always what it seems. In times of doubt, begin to say and profess the promises that God has promised you. Declare those promises with confidence. Don't succumb to worry or distress about the future. As Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Remember that God is faithful. My prayer today is that we will bind God's truth around our necks and that we will engrave them in our hearts. I pray that we won't allow the jaded version of what we see in the natural alienate what God has placed inside of our hearts and promised will be our portion. I pray that for every time that the enemy has tried to confuse, cause doubt, and worry, that God will give us even greater for our trouble. With love, yours truly, Ebb.